Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Brianna White, who plays Aerith in Final Fantasy VII Remake, and you're listening to How to Kill an Hour.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Brunzi. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you're about to kill some time with us. We have a very special episode, and joining me today is a friend of the show, somebody who, if you've been listening to us over the last year or so, or seen us online, you would have seen some videos that he's helped to produce for us. You would have seen, heard some podcasts that he's jumped on with us. He's a presenter, a gaming specialist for How to Kill an Hour. Mr. Midas, welcome to the show, bro.
What's going on, my G? Wagwan.
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. And how are you? First things first. Let's not deny we are in the middle of lockdown. 3 weeks in the UK. We are going to find out, I think it's today, you know, Midas, whether or not the lockdown is going to be extended. And if it is going to be extended, how long it's going to be extended for? So first things first, how's lockdown treating you?
Firstly, it's definitely going to get extended. let's not even try and play that game.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah, let's keep it 100. Do you know what? It's been good and it's been bad. The positive things is that we're going to talk about Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I've been banging that game out. As you can tell from the review I did for How to Kill an Hour, I've been able to get some real good gaming, got some new content out. But in the extended world of what I do, being a TV presenter within gaming, like, everything's been put on hiatus. I literally haven't been able to do nothing I do in terms of my job.
It's mad. It's crazy, isn't it? So, like, you, especially with Jinx TV, you present for them, you physically needed to be in there, and there's a production team of people, right? There's a few people in there that you need to work with.
Yeah, because our show's all studio-based. Yeah. And then even the stuff that I do with GGR is, like, it's all studio-based. It's not stuff that can be done from home. So... yeah, my job's kind of like, nope, can't be a TV presenter when you're in your house.
Yeah, I hear that. But, you know, I think maybe this time will kind of force people to make sure they have things in place so that they can record remotely. Because I think, frankly, here at How to Kill an Hour, we've been busy on other projects. But the fact that we've kind of set up and done remote recording before means that we're kind of, you know, this is going to sound good. I mean, we've got some good level recording from you. We're using Zencaster. I'm recording over my side using the same thing. So this podcast isn't really going to be affected in terms of sound. But for visual output, I think that's where a lot of people have got to think about things. And also YouTubers, like, they've been recording from home for a time. So yeah, they're fine.
This is just another day at the job for them.
Yeah, they're like, lockdown. That's how I live my life anyway. I wake up, record a video, don't talk to anyone, edit and put it out. Go on Twitter, that's it. So yeah, it's going to be a very interesting time indeed. But it means that you are producing a lot more content for us. So before we step into the juicy interviews that we've got over this episode and the next one, you've been doing some gaming content with us, including some Final Fantasy stuff, right?
Yes, so let's break this down. I am the biggest Final Fantasy VII fan out there. Like, ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. Like, I know Frank thinks he is the big guy, but he's nothing when it comes to me.
Yeah. Funk is a fan. He's probably the biggest fan out of all of us. But I think if it comes to somebody who really embodies somebody who just loves the Final Fantasy franchise, it's got to be you, man. So that's why you were the perfect guy to kind of take part in the interviews that we did in this episode, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, man. So where are you at with Final Fantasy before we step into who we managed to pull on the show?
Oh, I've completed it. I've completed the whole game and I'm trying to get this platinum, and bam, it is not easy.
How's that working out? Like, to do platinum, have you got to play the game on maximum difficulty then, yeah?
Yeah, so you got to do loads of like intricate things. Like you got to be able to beat the darts game. Like you have to get number one in the darts game, number one in squats. You have to be able to, there's a bike mission where you're not, you're only allowed to get hit twice between the whole bike mission and the boss. And you have to complete the whole game in hard mode.
And how's that working out? How hard is hard? Because you know certain games, hard mode is hard, but sometimes hard mode is hardcore mode, if that makes sense. Usually they have like a difference between ridiculous hardness and kind of hard hardness. How hard is the hard?
So the best way to describe it is going from Super Mario to going to Doom. you're not going Dark Souls, but you're going to Doom from Mario.
Wow.
So just like, all right, I can do this. It's a bit tricky. There's certain intricate things, but as long as I understand what I'm doing oh my God, what is going on? They're just destroying me.
So you're busting a sweat while you're playing this version.
Fam, I almost smashed up my TV.
Right. So anyway, right. So this episode, Midas, we had a really good opportunity to talk to some people from Final Fantasy. Do you want to kind of let a listener know what we're about to listen to?
Yeah, so I am super lucky that I actually got to speak to two voice actors from the game. So there's two really strong female leads within the game. There's a character called Aerith, who's always kind of been Cloud's love interest. And like I'm not going to drop a huge spoiler, but there's a huge, huge spoiler in the first game, and like Aerith is a really popular character. So the voice actor for Aerith is Brianna White. So we got to speak, and then I also got to speak to Britt Baron. She voices Tifa. Now Tifa is like the strong, sexy, like character who's known Cloud since he was a youth. And like she goes along with it. So these are two really pinnacle characters in this story. And I got to speak to them both.
Wicked. So for this episode, I think we're going to jump into the first of those interviews. So I'll let you select which one we go for first, Midas.
Okay, so we are going to start with Aerith because Aerith is bae and we have to start with bae. So yeah, Aerith. Although Tifa boy, she had my head turning. But yeah, Aerith is bae. So we're going to start off with the Aerith interview.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Brianna. So first of all, I'm going to say I am the biggest Final Fantasy VII fan ever. Super excited to speak to you right now. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, honestly. You know, we spent so much time working on this project and we have this release date that got delayed. And then we had this new release date that had been solid for a number of months. And then everything changed again and it released in some parts of the world a whole week early. So I'm feeling very overwhelmed about that specific part, but but all in a good way. People have been so excited about it and I'm getting so much great feedback. People are so happy. It's awesome.
It's crazy because I feel like Final Fantasy VII, the original, is probably one of the most hyped games ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. And when the remake was announced at E3, like, people were losing their minds. I saw people smashing their screens, people jumping out windows, people jumping out cars into the highway. Like, people were losing their minds. So, as a voice actor, how did you feel knowing that you're going to voice such a beloved franchise?
I still don't believe it.
You're like, is that me?
It's, honestly, it's true. And I'm constantly afraid I'm going to get fired.
You can't. Yeah, you're too wonderful for that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been crazy.
So how nerve-wracking was it for you? Like, the first day of recording, like, how did you have to kind of pump yourself up, get yourself into the right mindset? Like, how did you really, like, that first day, how was you, like, leaving your house to get to the studio to actually start recording?
Actually, the first day, I was just giddy. I was absolutely smiling from ear to ear, giggling almost the entire time. I'd record a line, and then, you know, they have to talk about it and decide if it's a good line, the direction they want to go. And meanwhile, I'm just still in the booth, just giggling to myself like a maniac. So that was the first few sessions. It wasn't until a few sessions in that I started to feel like, wow, this is really challenging. I don't know if I can step up to the task, but here we are. We got to give it our best go.
Well, I played the game and you did amazing. But one thing I want to know, did you actually play the original Final Fantasy VII?
I hadn't when I got the audition, and I kind of made a choice specifically not to play it yet, but I did watch a number of cutscenes and videos about it, and I immersed myself in the world and did a lot of research, but it wasn't until I finished most of the work that I wanted to actually play the game. So I've started playing it since then. I have a YouTube channel as well, and I brought on some castmates to play the original with me. It's been a lot of fun.
How did it feel actually going back and playing the original after you've actually voiced it and you've been part of that experience?
It's the most surreal thing in the world. And I imagine I can explain it best to the people who did play Final Fantasy VII back in 1997. I imagine it's sort of like how when they play Remake, the experience they have of, oh, some things are exactly the same shot for shot, and some things are a little bit different. That sort of almost like looking through a funhouse mirror experience, yet I'm having it exactly opposite.
That's so amazing.
It's weird.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I was very close to a small tear coming from my eye when I heard that opening cutscene when it first started.
Oh, like, that makes me so happy.
Like, when my heart was just pounding, it was like incredible. Oh. So, how was it keeping this a secret? Like, how did your friends and your family react to knowing that you are going to voice not only a character in one of the most iconic games ever, one of the most lead and iconic characters in the game?
Keeping this secret is one of the most difficult things I have ever had to do. And a trailer had dropped before I was allowed to announce my involvement in the project. It was the trailer that dropped in May before E3 2019. And she says, I think that's the trailer where she says, here, this is for you. And I was so afraid when that trailer dropped at State of Play that people would recognize my voice and start texting me immediately. But no one recognized my voice. No one expected it. So I got nothing. And I was like, whew, I'm almost relieved. I don't have to lie directly to anybody. And then everything went crazy at E3 2019. So many people were like, that's you? And I was like, that's me.
That's amazing. When you literally just spoke in Aerith's voice, I literally just got goose pimples.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. It's amazing. So have you actually had time to play any of the remake?
I played the demo in 2019 at E3, and I haven't played anything since. And some of that has been by my choice. Like, I haven't played the demo yet because I'm going through a PC rebuild and I wanted to save it to play it on stream. Yeah. And I didn't get to play the press chapters that they got to play for reviewing it because I had other commitments at the time. And so I actually haven't played Aerith at all at the recording of this time.
Well, as a journalist, as a presenter, and as a Final Fantasy freak, you did an incredible job.
Wow.
You did such an amazing job. So one thing that really struck me about the remake is that Aerith is so witty and funny. And that was so surprising, because in the original, she was very calm and she had those kind of little banter lines, but you didn't feel it that much. So how much of that was you? How did you approach being so funny and witty and just having just so much little comical moments between yourself and Cloud?
You know, that's something that's really interesting that I've been talking about a lot, because a lot of people will tweet me with a similar sentiment of, wow, I didn't know she was so sassy, or, oh, you captured her sassiness. That's just how I imagined her in the original. And so I think a lot of, with the original being only text, it was very much up to player's interpretation. And with voice acting, you have to choose an interpretation. And so that side of her was developed from the writers, the director, and me all sitting down having a conversation saying, we have to honor the original and how she was originally intended and her true character, but we also have to honor this remake as a new entity.
Yeah, you can really feel that. You can feel, for me, I feel like the remake has taken my thoughts as a child and then just taken them 100 times better. Stuff that I was like, you would imagine it could be like that, but even better.
That's awesome. That's exactly what we wanted.
you've done an amazing job. All right. So going off the back of that, how you approached it, was everything scripted, or was you able to put your own personality and bits of yourself into Aerith?
Everything was scripted, but I would say that a voice actor's job, in essence, is to put the character's personality into the scripted lines. And so my answer to you would be both, in that, yes, it was all scripted, but I brought as much of myself as I could to every single line.
Oh, amazing. So Final Fantasy VII Remake is very cinematic. It's really, really big. This is your first video game voiceover, right?
Yes.
So how does this differ, obviously, from your acting roles? Obviously, in an acting role, you're being yourself and using your whole body, but how much does it differ in terms of your personality and how much energy you have to put in? Like, what's the difference between the two?
One of the big differences is that with voice acting, you only have that one tool at your disposal. As an actor, you have lots of different tools. So if you're off voice for a second, maybe that's okay because your eyes are telling a story or your body is telling a story. Whereas as a voice actor, you only have one tool to tell the story. And so it has to be very, very fine-tuned. And you have to pay more attention than you ever thought possible. I mean, it is really, really hard just on a technical level. And because this is my first voiceover role, really, I don't know what level of difference this project was from any other project, but I can tell you that just on a technical level, we wanted to make sure that this dialogue was exactly as perfect as it could possibly be.
Yeah, you did an amazing job, as I said before. Like, I really felt that character was alive. which is so important, especially as not only just a gamer, but as a Final Fantasy VII fanboy. Like, I always credit Final Fantasy VII as the game that made me a hardcore gamer. Mm-hmm. And like, I've been excited for this before they announced it, because I've always wanted a remake of it and I never thought it was going to happen. So like, you did an incredible job. I'm really, really pleased. All right, let me ask you your next question, which is, some of the scenes are really emotional, and there's certain scenes that it really hits home and really hits hard. And Aerith's character is very like bubbly and happy. But I wanted to know, was all of your voice acting scenes separate, or was you actually able to do like group scenes with like yourself and Cloud?
They were all recorded separately. Like I said, the technical aspect of this project was very challenging. So just having the actors be in separate rooms was important for that level. But they did make sure that before every single line, we knew the context, the setting, who we were talking to, how far away they were. And if possible, we were able to listen to the other person in the scene if they'd recorded their lines beforehand. So it was as much like a conversation as it could be, while making sure that the dialogue was clean and technically well done.
It's interesting, because some of the scenes, like the way you're connected with other characters, I won't use any specifics to spoil for anyone else or spoil for yourself.
Thank you.
But there's certain scenes that you actually felt like you was connected with another character, and it felt like you did that together. So that was really, really cool.
Thank you. And that's one of the things that people forget sometimes. I know voice acting does have a tough reputation, because it is so easy to not have that connection. It really is. But I think that when the priority is put on the performance, the acting is allowed to shine through. And so that's what separates good acting from bad acting, is you have to live truthfully under imaginary circumstances. So even if Cloud isn't in that room with me, it's my job to make sure it seems like he is.
That quote needs to be on some sneakers or something, or a t-shirt. I love that. You need to put that on your next stream. I love that. Oh, that's super dope. So how weird, this being your first video game voice acting scene, how weird is it seeing a CGI character who's not you with your voice?
It's so surreal. Both things exist at the same time, of that I'm watching a character who is separate from me. I'm watching Aerith exist beautifully and lifelike, whose voice is just a little different from mine. And she does say things in a different way than I would. And she's excited in a different way than I would be. But also I'm remembering that those lines did come from my body. So it is, I guess, out of body is the perfect word for it.
That's amazing.
It's an out of body experience.
So here at How to Kill an Hour, we always like to ask people, what do they like to do with their spare time? How would you like to kill an hour? So what do you do when you're not working hard, when you're not using your acting skills to kill an hour of your own time?
Right now, I'm killing a lot of hours playing Animal Crossing. A lot of hours. But yeah, video games in general would be my answer. That's how I kill an hour.
So you're a big gamer. You said you've got a YouTube channel as well.
That's right. Yeah, I actually grew up playing video games with my family. My mom is a gamer. So she passed that on to me.
Oh, how excited was she for you being in Final Fantasy VII?
She actually had never played a Final Fantasy, but she's a big Zelda fan. So I kind of described it to her as it's as if I was Zelda, but just in a different, equally popular franchise. And she's like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is the perfect description of
right.
How it is. So one thing that's really apparent in Final Fantasy Remake is obviously everyone's going through a lot of hardships. There's so much going on in Midgar, and people's lives are kind of going through torment. And right now in the world, we're going through one of the worst crises that we've ever experienced through our generation. How are you coping, and how are you and your family at this time?
My family is all safe and healthy, and as am I. And that's something that I'm really latching on to, is gratitude for that right now. You know, little things haven't stopped happening. You know, I have technical difficulties and I'm late to meetings and everything's just 20% harder. But I can always, always latch on to, I am grateful that me and my family are healthy and safe right now. Another thing that I'm doing is I'm trying to do one little tiny act of self-care each day. And it's something that I started when I was super busy with work last year. And I called it the Daily Self-Care Challenge. And I challenged myself to post one Instagram story a day of something very small, almost cheap or free, that just makes you feel good. And so whether it's lighting a candle or taking a walk or petting your dog or playing some music, just something that you do for no other reason other than it makes you feel good. And that's really been keeping me going. I started that again when this whole stay-at-home order was enacted. And that's something that I get to look forward to every day, is just one small thing that brings me joy.
That's amazing. That's put a smile on my face. I just want to say thank you so much for being able to breathe life into such an important character in my life and making me feel connected with that character. You did an amazing job. My mind's blown that this is your first voice acting role. And yeah, you're incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I mean, it blows my mind. I never expected to get the role because I'd never done anything like it before. So to not only get the role and then to hear that I did it well, I mean, that's having your cake and eating it too.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on How to Kill an Hour. Where can people come and watch your YouTube?
My YouTube is youtube.com/ my YouTube channel is youtube.com/strangerebelgaming.
And I'm just going to ask you one more question before I let you leave us. If you had to give one word to sum up what Aerith is as a character, what would the word be?
Hope.
I love it. Perfect. You do this. You're very good at this.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a lot of experience just talking. It's the streaming. I can talk for hours.
All right, cool. So if you fancy like listening to a little bit more of what the characters in Final Fantasy sound like, you can actually jump on a little stream. I didn't know that, bruv.
Yeah, that's sick, isn't it? That it's so dope because it's like this is her first voice acting job. But she's a gamer. So like she understands that intricate nature of being a gamer and kind of how games work. So I think that's why she voiced the character so well.
So good. So, and it makes total sense. And you know what's really interesting? And I reckon we're going to get a little taste of this in the next interview as well, is that these guys fully understood the level of game that they were getting into. Like they had to really do their character justice when they're performing in this game. It's a big task, isn't it?
Fam, they both were shook and understandable. Like I say on the interview for FF7 Remake on How to Kill an Hour right now, go and check it out. This game is the biggest like game like ever. Like there's not many franchises in the world that are as big as this game. I'm talking like a single game. Like if you think of something like Tetris is huge. Of course it's huge, and there's been lots of different Tetrises, and Final Fantasy as a franchise is huge, but there's been lots of different Final Fantasies. But if you think of just one game from any single franchise that stands alone, it's just ridiculously huge. That there's so many different intricates of this game. Like Another game I love is Ocarina of Time by Legend of Zelda. Love it. One of my favorite Zelda games. And it's literally just that game, and then there's a spin-off game, but nothing else. Final Fantasy VII, there's about 19 different spin-offs, fam. You got animes, you got animated movies, you got mangas, you got films, you got a mobile game, you got two PSP games. Like, it's mad.
It's insane. It's funny you should say that, though. Do you feel like your appetite has been wet, and there's also a little bit of pressure on the likes of Nintendo to do another Ocarina of Time, like to do a revamp of that? Because that would be fun.
Yeah, that would... If the two dreams of my whole life that could be remade would be Final Fantasy VII remake and Ocarina of Time remake. If they've done those two, I'm done. I don't even need to play another game.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, I might just quit gaming.
I'll hold you to that. But we're going to step into the next interview, Britt Baron, in the next episode of How to Kill an Hour. So, can we just sign this one off, letting everyone know where we can find you? Also, you've dropped some really cool video content as well around Final Fantasy with your GGR as well, though, right? So, let us know all about that, man.
So we've got a really cool Final Fantasy VII GGR special, which is exclusive to GRM Daily, which features Sideman, Abracadabra, the rapper, and Els the Witch, YouTuber. Really, really fun. Get to see them playing the game and having their reactions. Obviously, as I said, the How to Kill an Hour review. And I've just started a new series called Too Many Games, Not Enough Time. Biggest complaint about gamers is us having so many games to play, but not enough time. And now we're all under quarantine. We've got nothing but time. So I speak to lots of friends about what they're playing. Literally just released the one with no clock today.
Nice. Woe betide you. Too many games. Oh, what a shame. Oh, I got listeners sitting there going, oh, poor you, Midas. Oh, isn't it a shame? But, but hey, man, what can you say? Right. Okay. Well, we're going to jump out of this one and we're going to jump straight into another episode where you'll be able to hear from another one of the characters in the game, Tifa, aka Britt Baron. So in the meantime, plenty of ways to kill some time out there. You can find me on social media at Marcus Bronzy, B-R-O-N-Z-Y, and How to Kill an Hour, How to Kill an Hour on all social medias. We've also got our own Facebook group as well. Join that as a closed group where we'll be having conversations about new ways to kill time. Where can we find you online, Mr. Midas?
I'm at Mr. Midas Games. Midas spelled M-I-D-A-S. So Mr. Midas Games for everything YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. No, Facebook's a family thing. Twitter, everything.
Wicked. All right. Well, plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.